BC News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The entire Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness closes Tuesday for the third time in its history. 16 fires are burning in and around the Superior National Forest, with the three largest burning in remote areas of the already remote wilderness. Here's Acting Forest Supervisor Drew Stroberg.
These fires are really difficult to get to. They're difficult to access. They're difficult to get the number of firefighters in there that we need to get in there. Just because of where they are.
Stroberg says closing the Boundary Waters was a difficult decision, but it needed to happen for public safety. At least 20 fires started in the wake of a dry thunderstorm early last week. Most of the fires are thought to have been started by lightning. Karen Harrison is a public information officer on one of the fire response teams. She says it's unusual to see so many fires pop up in a localized area.
And just the weather conditions that we're seeing that kind of impact all of those fires right now kind of adds that layer of uniqueness.
A rare July red flag warning lasts through Tuesday with low humidity and gusty winds. Significant rainfall isn't expected for at least a few weeks as drought persists. Forest Service staff are traveling into the wilderness by canoe to notify campers of the closure, which could take up to a week. Stroberg says the goal is for the closure to be as short as possible, but he doesn't expect the Boundary Waters to fully reopen this season because of the nature of the fires.
In all likelihood, the only thing that's going to put those out fully is snow.
Because of the extreme conditions, the fires are rapidly changing. Parts of St. Louis and Cook counties are under ready and set status, meaning residents should begin preparing for possible evacuation. Heavy smoke from the fires is expected to set in Tuesday, impacting Hibbing, Ely, Two Harbors, and Grand Portage. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has issued an air quality alert, with conditions expected to be in the purple or very unhealthy for everyone category. The smoke may move farther south Tuesday night, with additional rounds of smoke possible through at least Thursday morning. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning for northern Minnesota. It lasts until 7 p.m. Tuesday. Aaron Bowman has more.
The hot temperatures from the weekend continues into the week, with Tuesday's forecasts to stay in the 90s. Josh Sandstrom is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Duluth. He says in the midst of this heat wave, temperatures are expected to go no lower than mid-60s to mid-70s in the overnight hours.
In spots that it's a concern that there isn't going to be much recovery from the heat during the overnight hours, so that plays a factor as well. Especially when you have multiple days of these hot and humid conditions. It just doesn't give people time to recover for that.
While it is expected to cool off slightly on Wednesday, temperatures will stay high enough that additional heat advisories may be put in place Wednesday and Thursday, Sandstrom says. Three main factors go into determining heat warnings. The first is the heat index, which is what the temperature feels like to the human body. Another is the wet bulb globe temperature, which measures the heat stress in direct sunlight. Last is the heat risk, which looks at the potential risk for heat-related impacts. As the heat continues, Sandstrom recommends doing a few things to mitigate the extreme heat effects.
Drinking plenty of fluids, stay in air-conditioned rooms if you have air conditioning, or find a place where there's cooling shelters or an area to get out of the sun. And then also checking up on relatives and neighbors who are also in that more vulnerable population with regards to heat itself.
Sandstrom warns that given the extreme level of heat, heat-related illnesses are going to be significant in the area, specifically during the afternoon and early evening hours when peak heat is reached. Aaron Bowman, KAXE News.
An Aiken peat processor must pay more than $12,000 in fines for failing to maintain equipment designed to monitor and reduce air pollution. The PCA inspected American Peat Technologies facility in June. It found that the company failed to keep inventory of required spare parts for equipment that controls emissions. Staff also failed to inspect and calibrate the equipment, and the setup of the equipment's alarm system prevented proper monitoring. In addition to the fine, American Peat Technology also agreed to do its required equipment inspections and update its operations and maintenance plan. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.